We're going to take a look at both sides of the coin this very hour when it comes to California politics. First up, Rob Stutzman. He is the founder and president of Stutzman Public Affairs. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Pat.
Glad to have you with us this morning. If I were a Republican candidate in California or elsewhere, I would be thrilled to be able to run on the success of the economy. Is the president making that impossible for Republican candidates?
The success of the economy still may be what saves some Republicans tomorrow, but it has been confounding, I think, to a lot of Republicans and their campaigns that at the height of this type of economic success, the president does not appear to want to run on that issue, and of course has inflamed fears of the caravan, and that seems to be what he's committed to during this past week. So you see a lot of candidates, Jeff Denham, for instance, yesterday out of the Central Valley, was asked, you know, about the president. He's really trying to avoid talking to him. President's made it very hard in these swing districts.
You've got the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, you know, asking the president, please talk about the economy, you know, for the sake of the rest of the Republican candidates, perhaps, that live outside the president's base. What's at stake for Republicans here in California?
Well, here in California, most of what's at stake has already been lost in previous years. There is some danger of losing more seats in the legislature and seeing supermajorities built for the Democrats in the state legislature. John Cox has been a very good candidate, carrying a very good Republican message, but has not had the resources. And of course, he has a fundamental math problem. Extremely unlikely that he'll be able to win tomorrow. Math problem being not enough Republicans. But really, what's sad is we're not going to see a single Republican outside of Cox really be competitive in a single statewide race tomorrow. And what we're now entering this era where there aren't really top-notch Republican candidates for these statewide offices, and we're becoming completely non-competitive. The interesting one, though, to watch is whether an independent, Steve Poizner, a former Republican, has a very good chance of winning insurance commissioner. And if that is the case, that may become a bit of the new playbook of how centrists or those that are center-right may want to approach running for these statewide offices in the future.
And you know, Rob, the insurance commissioner probably was never a huge deal to us here in the North Bay until the October wildfires, when we became very well aware of how important that position was and could be in the state legislature. So I think a lot of us are paying a lot more attention into that race than we would have a year and a half ago.
I'm sure you are, sadly.
Yeah. So any surprises that you expect after tomorrow's midterms?
Well, there's these seven congressional seats in California that are, you know, Hillary seats held by Republicans. Republicans, I think, lose one for sure. They could lose up to five of them. They could lose just the one of them. It's really difficult to tell. I don't know if it's a surprise anymore, but across the country, I do think there's this possibility of Republicans lose the House but pick up seats in the Senate.
Uh-huh.
So you'll have this competing narrative of a blue wave in the House and a red wave in the Senate, and you're going to hear a lot more about the two different Americas that exist out there politically.
Is this race, Rob, about who we are as Americans?
It's largely becoming that. The stratifications between suburbs, college educated, non-college educated, blue collar, are really becoming the demarcations of our politics. And there's a lot to be concerned about, obviously. Within that, I would say this is the most important midterm that I can recall in some time. If for nothing else, no matter what your views are, it is going to become very defining, setting up the ultimate defining election, which is 2 years from now, obviously, if this country would return this president for a second.
Will we
second tour do a duty?
Yeah,
be extraordinary.
Well, will we find it acceptable the turnout numbers for voters in this particular race? Because you know it's been pretty discouraging in most midterms.
I think you'll see midterm. I think it'll be higher than average. But in California, we're seeing very little evidence in the early returns of absentee votes that this is going to be some type of extraordinary turnout. which, you know, the Democrats to win those congressional seats need a presidential year style turnout, and it's not all clear that may happen. It could, but it's not all that clear yet. So I think the turnout may vary throughout the country. You still have these governor's races in different states and Senate races that generate turnout, or you don't have them, there's more of a lack of interest. The president ultimately is not on the ballot at the end of the day, as much as the media talks about the referendum on the president.
Well, he talks a little bit about it, too.
He's already, I may not be on
the ballot, but a vote for a Republican is a vote for me, so that's pretty succinct.
And he's already pointing out that he can't campaign for every House member to create a little distance when the Republicans take some losses tomorrow.
Yes. Well, it's always interesting, and tomorrow more interesting than most. Rob, thanks so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me, Pat.
That's Rob Stutzman. He is the founder and president of Stutzman Public Affairs, talking about the California Republican perspective.